That's Lisa Batyashvili, violinist, with Francois Leloup, oboist, the Bavarian Radio Symphony, for one of the Bach concertos. That was Concerto for Violin and Oboe in C minor, styled as that at least. Good morning. Good morning. I'm Cordelia Brown. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas. This hour we have Fauré and Brahms and a good chunk of Swan Lake next hour. It's about 9:18 and still below freezing in Lawrence, about 30 degrees on the way up to 44 today. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from Bridgehaven in Lawrence, providing family-style memory care in a home environment and 24-hour nursing care on site. More information is at mybridgehaven.com. And from the Topeka Zoo, hosting Cookies with Claws, Saturday, December 6th, 10 a.m. to 1. Cookie decorating, Santa photos, giraffe feeding, and more. Full list of activities and tickets at topekazoo.org. A week from tonight, the Kansas City Chamber Orchestra has a concert called Holiday Magic. Here's their recording, with Bruce Sorrell directing, of the Fauré Pavane on KPR. The Pavane by Gabriel Fauré, played by the Kansas City Chamber Orchestra, as led by Bruce Sorrell. Their concert, Holiday Magic, is a week from tonight. Three Vivaldi concertos and the Four Seasons by Piazzolla. For ticket information through Eventbrite, you can find out all about this event, 7:30 p.m. at Country Club Christian Church, by going to kcchamberorchestra.org. Well, good morning. This is kansaspublicradio.org. It's about 9:26. We have some music by Brahms next. In fact, we have Brahms a couple of times this morning. Both pieces are very warm, and the Alto Rhapsody, which we'll hear in the 10 o'clock hour, very loving, very comforting. We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. And did you know that if you are 70 and a half years old or older, you can make a tax-advantaged contribution to KPR through a qualified charitable distribution? To learn more, contact your financial advisor. Or visit kansaspublicradio.org under the support tab. It's a simple way to give that benefits you and helps support the programming you enjoy every day. Well, here's a fine piece by Brahms. He scored it for piano, violin, and horn. William Purvis is the French horn player for Brahms Opus 40, the Horn Trio in E-flat this morning on KPR. Some great music by Johannes Brahms. His Opus 40, The Horn Trio in E-flat with Richard Good piano, Daniel Phillips violin, and William Purvis horn. More Brahms, even warmer Brahms, coming up after the news. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Raven Bookstore. Hosting Lawrence authors Addison Black, Judith Reutemann, Joe Harrington, Will Averill, and Kent Smith in store this November. More information at ravenbookstore.com/events.
Okay, I might be a little morning edition from NPR News.
Join us in the morning for the next morning edition, the Thanksgiving edition, right here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio, with your host, Matthew Algio. Good morning. We're live. We're local. We're KPR from KU, KANU, and KANU HD1, Lawrence, 91.5 FM. Plus, the same thing you can hear through KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, 91.3, and KANQ Chanute, 90.3. It's about 33 degrees in Lawrence. It should be awfully cold again tonight with the low in the 20s. But the high for this afternoon should be probably about 44 degrees. So listen for Brahms right after the news, right here on KPR. And remember, you can always look up what's playing or what's been played at kansaspublicradio.org.
Live from NPR Newton.
Support for NPR comes from Bayer. Bayer is dedicated to delivering breakthroughs that save lives and feed the world using the scientific process. Learn more at sciencedelivers.com. Good morning. It's KPR. Johannes Brahms again on Kansas Public Radio. His Opus 79, Rhapsody in B Minor, with Glenn Gould at the piano. Good morning. It's getting a little brighter in Lawrence, at least. It's 11 minutes into the 10 o'clock hour. Should get up to about 44 this afternoon. Tonight, really cold again, 27. And the Thanksgiving forecast, sunny, with a high near 44. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Bach Aria Soloists, presenting their annual holiday concert with guest tenor J.W. Keckley, featuring Bach, Handel, Debussy, and a holiday sing-along. Friday, December 5th at St. Paul's Episcopal in Midtown. Details at BachAriaSoloists.com. Stay tuned for a little splash of Handel water music, but here, music from the third act of Tchaikovsky's beautiful ballet, Swan Lake. With our neighbors to the east, Leonard Slatkin, St. Louis Symphony Orchestra, for some Tchaikovsky now on KPR. Music that the Casey Ballet did just last month, Swan Lake. Tchaikovsky's wonderful ballet. We've heard all the music from Act 3, The Sour of Swan Lake. That was Leonard Slatkin, St. Louis Symphony Orchestra. Next, a little bit of water music, and listen for some great music in a few minutes after the news. The traditional We Gather Together with the Kansas City Brass and John Obetz, organist. Classics Live features violinist Tomoko Iguchi. She and pianist Karen Savage had a great recital recently with the Maurice Ravel Second Sonata, Bela Bartok's Romanian Folk Dances, and the Brahms Sonata for Viola and Piano. The versatile Tomoko Iguchi with Karen Savage. It's Thursday night at 7, only on KPR for the next Classics Live. A minuet from the second Handel Water Music Suite here on KPR. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Yoga Center of Lawrence, offering Iyengar Yoga that utilizes props as aids for students of all ages and abilities in downtown Lawrence. Pictures, schedules, and registration available at yogacenteroflawrence.org. The annual Thanksgiving celebration feast, the Triptych Trio, is giving a concert, a free concert, Saturday, November 29th at Atonement Lutheran Church. Celebrate the holidays with Navo. Audience favorite violinist Yevgeny Zvonikov will treat you to a beautiful evening of chamber music. NavoArts.org.
In the new film Eternity, act that conversation on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us at 3 for the next All Things Considered with Laura Lorson right here on KPR. We've got classical music going right up until then. It's 11 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Cordelia Brown with you for about another hour. We're live. We're local. We're KPR from KU, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Good Shepherd Home Care and Hospice in Manhattan, Kansas, providing care in private homes, assisted living centers, nursing homes, or at their own hospice house. More details at goodshepherdhh.org. We gather together, and shall we gather at the river? right after the news in about 3 minutes, and then the Rustic Wedding Symphony is coming up too. Thanks for listening to Kansas Public Radio.
Live from NPR News in Washington.
Asthma, heart disease, and early deaths.
It's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from ARM, committed to delivering innovative, advanced computing designed to enable worldwide companies to unleash the capabilities and experiences of AI. The future of AI is built on ARM, ARM.com. Good morning. This is KansasPublicRadio.org. A local group, the Kansas City Brass, with John Obetz, organist, for the traditional We Gather Together with Variations. There is an organ concert festival coming up. Anything that Tandy Reusner touches turns to gold musically. She always puts on a great show. She has an annual holiday show, which is a benefit. It's her 29th annual Organ Vespers Concert. And she wrote, "This year we're working in as many cherished Christmas carols and songs as possible, all inspired by the sounds we hear throughout the season. Join us for a beautiful, inspiring, and fun hour of music designed to capture the true spirit of Christmas. It's this Sunday, November 30th at 5 p.m. downtown at the church where they have the biggest organ instrument in the state of Kansas. It's at First Methodist Church at 946 Vermont in Lawrence, and it's free, but donations are welcome. And it's not only organist Tandy Reusner and friends, but it's also the Vespers Women's Chorale, directed by Janelle Crable, a fabulous string quartet, and many more special guests. Tandy said it's the perfect festive hour-long concert to officially kick off your holiday celebrations. And to support the community, Tandy adds, while the concert is free, donations collected will directly benefit the Catch a Break Fund. This vital fund helps cancer patients at Lawrence Memorial Hospital with essential needs during their treatment. So share the joy and give back. That's the 29th annual Organ Vespers Concert Celebration. It's called The Sounds of Christmas. This Sunday, 5 p.m., 10th in Vermont in downtown Lawrence, the Methodist Church. It's about 12 minutes into our 11 o'clock hour. Good morning. I'm Cordelia Brown. Let's follow up We Gather Together with Shall We Gather at the River. It's the Dale Warland Singers on KPR. The Dale Warland Singers in the Robert Lowry arrangement of Shall We Gather at the River. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Merck Co-op, Northeast Kansas's only community-owned grocery store. More information at themerck.coop. And from Delta Dental of Kansas, reminding listeners to visit a dentist regularly. Dentists can be found at deltadentalks.com/find. Next on KPR, the Rustic Wedding Symphony from 1875 by Carl Goldmark on KPR. Fun piece from 1875 by a friend of Brahms. He would take long walks with Johannes Brahms, Carl Goldmark. That was his Rustic Wedding Symphony on Kansas Public Radio. That was Leonard Bernstein and his New York Philharmonic. Coming up in today's noon hour, we'll begin with a French symphonic poem about a shy fairy that falls for a human prince. Also, Rimsky-Korsakov's Variations for Oboe, music by Rachmaninoff, and more. That's classical music with Jeff Watson from noon to 3 on KPR. I'm Cordelia Brown. Have a great rest of your day. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, devoted to improving the lives of Kansans, Americans, and people everywhere through discoveries in health, technology, the environment, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute.